You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
The International Center of Photography was founded to preserve the work of photojournalists and the stories they tell. But, understandably, there have been many gaps in those stories. One mystery was largely solved recently when negatives from the Spanish Civil War turned up after nearly 70 years. This incredibly exciting discovery is the subject of an exhibit at the ICP on display until January 9th. The show is called The Mexican Suitcase. Back in September, the ICP's chief curator, Brian Wallace, and Cynthia Young, who organized the exhibit, came by to explain why the discovery is such a big deal, and we thought that we would re-air that conversation for you today. I start off by noting that most of the excitement has been over the Robert Capa negatives, and I asked Brian Wallace, aren't there some stunning images from two of his fellow photojournalists in the show as well?
That's right. We had heard for a number of years that Robert Capa's lost negatives from the Spanish Civil War actually existed. And we tried to track them down, and we were able to locate them with the help of some intermediaries a couple of years ago. And then when they actually arrived at the International Center of Photography, it turned out it was not only Robert Capa's negatives, but also Gerda Taro and Shim, also known as David Seymour, who were two really important photojournalists during the Spanish Civil War.
Although they weren't as famous as Capa during the time, at that time, they became more famous later, didn't they?
Actually, Shim was more famous than Robert Capa at the time. Shim actually had a job. He was working for Regard, which was a prominent photo weekly published by the Communist Party in Paris. And he was kind of a mentor to Capa, who at the time was really only 23 years old.
This sounds like an obvious question, but why is it called the Mexican Suitcase?
It's called the Mexican Suitcase because it refers back to some other cache of Capa material that had been found about 30 years later, 1975-ish. There was a suitcase found in an embassy in Sweden of Robert Capa, Shim, and Taro prints. These were prints that had been given to the Prime Minister Juan Negrin sometime at the end of the war, and he, after the war ended, escaped to France, gave them to the Swedish embassy in Vichy, and then never collected them, and so the suitcase was sent back to Sweden. It was recovered or found again in the 70s, and at that time, when Cornell heard about it, he thought, ah.
This is Cornell Capa.
Cornell Capa.
Robert Capa's brother, a great photographer in his own right, also founder of the ICP.
Right. And when he heard about this, he thought, ah, this is where the negatives are, the lost negatives. But it turned out there were only prints by Capa, Shim, Taro, and Fred Stein, even the fourth photographer of the Mexican Suitcase. So so then when there was news that these negatives were found in Mexico City, he immediately dubbed it the Mexican Suitcase, even though, of course, there's no suitcase at all, just three boxes.
And you have to wonder how they wound up in Mexico. Do we know?
Well, there's a fragmented story, but the gist of it is that Capa was a political animal, and as the Germans were approaching Paris, the fact that he possessed photographs and negatives representing the Spanish Republic made him not very popular. So he fled the country, came to the United States, actually, and sent the negatives out of the country with his darkroom assistant, who apparently handed them off to a Mexican consul in Marseille. We're piecing this together, who brought them back to Mexico City, and they were inherited by his grandnephew.
Were the prints in Sweden of these negatives?
There were a lot of overlaps, not entirely, but both the prints in Sweden and the Mexican Suitcase contained much of their best work. Not all, but a lot of their most famous stories.
And what about the famous images? Because Capa gave us any number of pictures. And a lot of the pictures from the Spanish Civil War seem to have be a way of inventing how war photography has been done ever since.
Well, this really was the inauguration of a new way of looking at warfare, not only being in the midst of battle, which hadn't been done before, to any great extent, but also photographing the effects of warfare on the everyday life of civilians. So these three photographers were really the ones who forged this new style of representing war in the photographic magazines of the period.
One of the most famous war photographs is Falling Soldier by Robert Capa, of a Republican soldier who's running across a battlefield when he's propelled backwards after he's been struck by a bullet, although there has been some conjecture of whether that was really set up, hasn't there? Is that in the suitcase?
Well, that was really one of the motivations to try and track down these Spanish Civil War negatives, to answer some of these nagging questions about the circumstances surrounding that particular photograph, which is probably Robert Capa's most famous image, and certainly the most famous image of the Spanish Civil War. And we hoped that the negatives would give us a clearer indication of how exactly that picture came about and answer some of these questions of when and where and under what circumstances it was taken. Unfortunately, that was not one of the negatives in this collection of negatives, although it was one of the first groups of pictures that he took in the Spanish Civil War.
My guests are Brian Wallace, the chief curator at the International Center of Photography, and Cynthia Young, who's an assistant curator at the ICP and organizer of the exhibit The Mexican Suitcase, the Rediscovered Spanish Civil War Negatives of Capa, Chim, and Taro, which is on display now through January 9th at the ICP on the Avenue of the Americas at 43rd Street. And by the way, you can find a slideshow of some of the images on our show page at WNYC.org. What condition were the negatives in?
All the negatives were nitrate negatives, which is a highly combustible substrate. And so the potential for total degradation or even, you know, turn to dust as you touch it was there. But in fact, all of the film was in perfect condition, really. It was pliable. It was relatively supple. There were a few frames that did have spots of degradation, but you could see through the image, so it's still usable as research or even, you know, even to print, showing, you know, even its history. But so we were incredibly lucky that the negative stayed in one stable place for so many years and didn't suffer extreme temperature and humidity changes, which would exacerbate degradation.
And what do these images tell us? Most of them have not been published, isn't that true?
Most of them have not been published. And one thing that was extraordinary about this discovery was we were expecting a few hundred negatives. There are 4,500 frames, many of which are total revelations to us.
Can you tell who did what?
Yeah, well, Cynthia could address that because she was the one who unlocked the code to telling the authorship of each of the negatives.
Are there certain stylistic differences that would help you in that regard?
You know, yes, to a certain extent. Capa and Taro probably had the most similar approaches to photographing. They did the most similar kind of subjects. They were on the front line. They photographed events. They photographed soldiers hanging out before and after battle. Shim was someone who did more portraiture, official portraiture for the magazines. He photographed daily life in some of the smaller towns around Spain. But from the negatives themselves, it would have been hard to tell. What we were able to see in each roll of film were initials. Most of the Shim film had a CH, that leader. And much of the Capa film had a C or a Capa, and then a few rolls of film actually had a T. But many of the Taro films that we know that she did take had the either C or Capa on the leader, which suggests that by the time all this film was packed together in 1939, there was they couldn't remember who took what roll of film, or it just wasn't important to them at that point.
Had they even seen the negatives? Did they process them? Did they see prints from these negatives?
They certainly saw prints from these negatives. They were traveling back and forth from Paris to Spain regularly throughout the time that they were photographing Shim and Kappa throughout the war, and Taro for the 8 months that she was photographing. So we don't know exactly what the process was, but most of the time the film was sent back to Paris for processing. We have one telegram in the ICP collection from Taro in Valencia to Kappa in Paris that says that she's sending back her film of the Valencia bombing with a journalist. And she said to print it on extra hard paper. So very specific instructions. So they managed as much as they could from afar, and I think were involved with the distribution and selection of the images when they were back in Paris.
How important is it to the history of photography to know the order in which these images were shot and which ones were chosen to print?
I think it's essential, frankly, and it's sort of the next stage in the research of these three photographers that we can do with these negatives and these contact sheets. We'd only really known them through vintage prints or magazines that printed these images, single images, sometimes even without a date or even a location, just so we could only even analyze the compositions. But with these context sheets, we can pull so much more information about the whole scene in which they were photographing, what they chose to focus on, and then what the magazines used and how they developed their story. So it's really, it just really opens up a much bigger picture on how they were working and how the period was unfolding.
Photographers have told me that sometimes when they go back to the old negatives, they find that negatives that they ignored at the time were the ones that the images that they really think were the best. And I wonder what that tells us about how things were viewed at the time. These were also seen to some degree as propaganda images, weren't they?
Well, these were produced for propaganda and as ephemeral news stories. So they had a topicality that's very different from the way we would look at these images today. And certainly what we have done in reviewing the negatives is pull out things that they never would have printed or that magazines of the period never would have printed but are extraordinary photographs.
Now, the Spanish Civil War is perhaps the first modern war, isn't it?
That's right. Many regard it as a prelude to World War II. And some of the greatest interests, of course, in the revelations of the Mexican suitcase are coming from the Spanish themselves, for whom this is their history. And these are, it's an absolute treasure box of images of the war and aspects that they may not necessarily have known about.
There's a photo on our slideshow of Kappa and Taro together. Were they involved?
Yes, Kappa and Taro met in Paris. They were both young émigrés in around 1933 and became lovers soon after. And presumably Kappa taught Taro how to use a camera, and she picked it up quickly and recognized that she had a good eye and was interested in expressing herself through that. And together they went to Spain as freelancers just after the war came out. That photograph of the two of them was taken by their friend Fred Stein, who was also a German émigré in Paris, and he was more of a portrait and street photographer, and took those two frames of the two of them, the only two that we have of the two of them together.
What happened to these three photographers after they were together in Spain?
Well, interesting, and sadly, all three of them were killed in combat. Gerda Taro was killed during the Spanish Civil War in July 1937 at the Battle of Brunete, and Kappa died in 1954, and Shim died in the 1950s in Israel. So all of them advanced this idea of being engaged as photographers in the midst of combat and unfortunately paid for it with their lives.
But all three of them had a real impact on the way war photography has been done ever since.
Yes, all of them were passionately committed to the cause that they were photographing. They were, did never attempted to make any fair and balanced report on the Spanish Civil War. They went down to create this propaganda for Republican cause. And I think that sense of commitment to the war enabled them to get so close and kept them engaged for the duration in a way that, you know, perhaps someone who doesn't engage so intensely wouldn't have continued to focus and to get as close as they did, continuously.
So does the ICP own all 4,500 of these negatives now?
Yes, they're all on deposit at the International Center of Photography.
One of the interesting aspects of this is that we also get to see some of the people who were legendarily connected to the Spanish Civil War, like Ernest Hemingway in these images.
Yeah, there are a few photographs of him, one who that I'd never seen before. And we see Herbert Matthews, who's a New York Times journalist, and Federico Garcia Lorca, images we'd never seen before. Only one had been published. Certainly La Passionaria. I mean, all the major figures in the Republican government.
The Spanish Civil War was, of course, a major cause for intellectuals throughout Europe and North America. And it was those writers and journalists who Capitaro and Shim gravitated to more than the political leaders of the conflict.
You've published a hefty catalog that accompanies the show, a beautiful catalog. Does this include every image?
It does. That was my dream and my goal, and we were able to do that. And I think it was just so important to get every single frame in there to give them to the public. And so now anyone can look and observe and research and see, you know, what we're seeing.
Not just photos. Are there other things here as well?
We've reproduced some of the magazines in which the images first appeared, which is, again, essential to understanding how they worked as photographers. It wasn't, you know, for the exhibition walls. It was for these magazines. And to see the original context and the cropping in some cases, fascinating.
The exhibit runs now through the 9th of January at the International Center of Photography on, I still say, 6th Avenue and 43rd Street. And my great thanks to Cynthia Young and Brian Wallace of the ICP for having been here to talk about the Mexican suitcase.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.